You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone. Have you ever noticed that you update your firmware and it bricks your drone and you're screwed? Have you ever tried updating the firmware on a battery and noticed that it bricks your battery? If you ever have that issue or a software issue, or maybe you set your settings some way and you can't figure out how to get your drone back to working properly, you've got to check out the guys at unmannedsas.com/drone-you. If you have a broken drone, these guys will fix it, and for $29.95, they'll send you shipping labels and diagnose the problem with your drone. If you elect to get it fixed with them, guess what? They're going to give you $20 of that back towards fixing your drone. I would recommend them because they're a they're a USA-based company.
Yes, they are.
And they are also a veteran-based company, which means a whole lot to me. So if that means a lot to you, check them out. I'm stuttering here, so we'll stop. But anyway, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 525. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Hope your week is off to a great start.
Yes, I hope your week is off to a great start. But I also just want to say thank you for listening. It's been amazing how many downloads and listens we've had already this year. But you're helping the community as a whole. You're helping maintain those freedoms to fly. So thank you. Please leave a review wherever you listen to this show. And if you listen on iTunes and you want to watch it, check out YouTube. It's also a better way to search for particular issues if you're looking for a question to be answered.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, guys, let's get right into today's question. We won't waste any of your time, even though I know you love that we do that.
Hello to Paul and Rob of Drone U. Bob Somerville here in Central Florida. You guys have no problem finding phone numbers for ATC. You must have this secret handshake or something. It's a true mystery to me. I am studying for my Part 107, so it's important to me to try and begin these procedures and get used to it. So if you got those phone numbers or a way to get it, please share. In the meantime, I did find www.1800wxbrief.com. That's a FAA website designed by Lockheed Martin, and Lockheed Martin is proud to announce they did it. Pilots can go do their flight plans there. UAS operators have their own section there. There is help files on how to do it. It does say once you posted your flight plan that other pilots can see your operation times and zones and areas of operations. So I'm wondering, does that get us any closer to a FAA approval cycle? They do say it does not preclude other FAA regulations and required procedures. So just wondering if you'd seen it and what you think. Thank you.
So, secret handshake. First of all, thank you very much for the question. Really do appreciate it, Bob. And if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. That's where Bob went, and so can you.
Definitely, guys. And Bob has some great questions, some great points. A couple things to note. If you are ever investigated by the FAA and you have made a habit to use 1-800-WX-BRIEF to get your information for weather, it's actually a good thing because all of that is recorded. As far as his question pertaining to flight plans on 1-800-WX-BRIEF, I think it's great in the fact that it's going to communicate your stuff to the man pilots around you that there are drone operations going on. But in my experience in the old 333 days when we would file NOTAMs, the only thing that would happen is more pilots would show up.
Exactly.
Literally, I mean, like in their airplanes, in their helicopters, just to see what was going on. And it just caused more problems than it solved because people were so curious.
I think it's like it's a good thing in theory that will probably grow into a good thing in practicality. But right now, I don't know. I mean, I don't personally, sort of from a layman's perspective, see the benefit.
Yeah, I don't really see the benefit either. And also, I think 1-800-WX-BRIEF is an absolute joke as a website.
Besides that.
But, whatever. I am a millennial, so hey.
Well, okay, so 1-800-WX-BRIEF, you said other pilots will now know where you're at. I mean, how many pilots are even paying attention to it?
I'm not sure, but you know, I really don't know. And the funny thing is, he was asking, like, how do you get your phone numbers for all the local ATC towers? Mm-hmm. Like, it's on AirMap. You just go to app.airmap.io, and as long as it's a contracted or FAA airport, the phone number will show up right there, and it's just boom, right there.
Okay.
So it goes to show you website differentiation in just one point. He's been struggling to get phone numbers for air traffic control towers. It's one click on airmap.io. You just literally hover over the airport and it gives you the phone number.
So should we show him the secret handshake, though?
No.
Oh.
No, there is no secret handshake.
Oh. Hmm.
So
that just says Paul doesn't want me to know it either.
So no, there is no secret handshake, but as you can tell from that one differentiation between AirMap and 1-800-WX-BRIEF, I think it'll tell you just really quick which is a better website to get the information you need.
So if the ATC number is not on airmap.io, then...
If it's not on airmap.io, you can look in the... they changed the name. It used to be called the AFD, Airport Facilities Directory.
Nice.
Now it's called the Charge Supplement. Yeah, I just had to like sit here and think like, okay, I taught the class. I wrote the book on the study guide. Like, I should know this.
So, there's a lot of material in that book. Yeah. In your defense.
Thanks.
So, good job.
But if you need the extra information, you can find it in the AFD/Charge Supplement. Sky Vector is also a great resource for that. But I have never really had an issue. I normally use AirMap. In fact, I could pull up AirMap right now and find the tower numbers. And I've used it every time. When 107 first came out and I was in Fort Lauderdale, I need to get a hold of one of the airports out there. Got the number right away, talked to the guy, and got the permission to fly, and everything was cheery.
So this is not a theoretical answer. This is something that you do when you travel. Mm-hmm. And you travel a lot, and you call these air traffic controllers. And
yeah. It's so funny when we went out to dinner last night and Sarah goes to this one restaurant, particular Pacific Paradise. She loves the sushi there. And she goes there so much.
Sushi?
Yeah. she loves it so much. The guy who has her as a client a lot. So her waitress, whatever, waiter. He was like, oh, I heard you've been traveling a lot. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea. But
living the drone life.
Living the drone life. And it's a great thing. But going back to that, I don't know why I kind of diverted on that story. That was stupid. But
I brought it up. I brought up travel. So I don't know, kind of fits.
Well, with all this travel, you've got to have these apps at your fingertips.
Right.
You know, Hover is the app to get the weather information. For those of you drone pilots who are new, you really should check out RyanCarlton.com, because a lot of people don't understand the lapse rate. They don't understand how wind can be different. The temperature can be different depending on the altitude. Hmm. And it could be 10 miles an hour on the ground, but 40 miles an hour at 400 feet.
Balloonists in Albuquerque know that.
That is true. Albuquerque is a very special airspace.
That's right.
So anyway, that being said, make sure you have these apps. AirMap has an app you can download on your phone. Sky Vector is one of my favorite. And AirNav is another great resource to check out airspace information. But in March, lots of stuff is going to change. There's going to be a lot more information out there as far as UAS maps and sectionals go. So excited about that.
Very cool. Well, hopefully, Bob, that gave you the answer to your question and you can get those numbers that you need. Guys, if you have a question like Bob and you just can't figure something out, give us a call. AskADroneU.com.
Definitely give us a visit on the website.
Even better.
AskDroneU.com. But anyway, guys, thank you again for the reviews. Check out the book, Living the Drone Life. If you're ready to live the drone life and you need the formula on what to do, you can find it there. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.